In a concerning turn of events, an Army veteran has been convicted for the simple act of bowing his head in silent prayer. Adam Smith Connor, a 50-year-old physiotherapist and former military man, found himself on the wrong side of the law for praying near an abortion clinic in Bournemouth, England. This isn't some dystopian novel come to life. It's 2024, and Smith Connor's case has sparked a heated debate about freedom of thought and expression. The veteran was fined £100 for violating a Public Spaces Protection Order, PSPO, that prohibits certain activities within a designated safe zone around the clinic. Smith Connor's offense? Standing still and bowing his head in silent prayer for his son, who was aborted over 2 decades ago. Despite not engaging with anyone or displaying any signs, he was approached by community safety accredited officers who questioned his actions. When asked if he was praying, Smith Connor honestly admitted he was. This admission led to his conviction, leaving many to wonder, since when did thoughts become crimes? The case has raised eyebrows and concerns across the pond, with former U.S. Rep. Tulsi Gabbard weighing in on the matter. This isn't 1984, but 2024. Nobody should be on trial for the mere thoughts they hold in their mind, she remarked, echoing the sentiments of many who find the conviction troubling. Smith Connor's legal team isn't taking this lying down. They're gearing up to challenge the conviction, arguing that it infringes on fundamental human rights, including freedom of thought, expression, and religion. This case isn't just about one man's silent prayer. It's a wake-up call about the potential erosion of civil liberties. It begs the question, where do we draw the line between maintaining public order and respecting individual freedoms? As this story unfolds, it's clear that the implications extend far beyond Bournemouth. It's a stark reminder that even in democratic societies, we must remain vigilant in protecting our most basic rights, including the right to our own thoughts.